介绍，就让我们现在低头，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father，
在这新冠病毒疫情中，
During the COVID-19 pandemic，
在这动荡的世代中，
So in this unsettling era，
我们每一个人都带着不同的心情来敬拜你。
So we worship you with different events in our minds.
我们有赞美的，求天父你悦纳。
So we pray that you receive our worship.
我们有感恩的，主啊，求你恩上加恩。
So please give us grace upon your grace.
我们有认罪的，主啊，求你怜悯，求你饶恕。
So we repent and please forgive our sins.
因为我们若认自己的罪，天父你是这信实的，是公义的。
If we repent, you are faithful, you will forgive us.
你必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的一切不义。
So you wash all our unrighteousness.
我们有祈求的，无论是为自己求，无论是代求，主啊，愿你按着你的心意来满足我们每一个人，每一个家庭的需要。
So if we pray even for ourselves or for others, you will supply all our needs for our family and everywhere.
天父，我们也为着你赐给我们有丰盛的人生，我们献上莫大的感谢。
We give thanks to you for giving us abundant life.
我们愿意把我们丰盛的一部分带到你的跟前。
We want to come before you.
求你悦纳我们在你面前金钱上的奉献。
Be pleasing with our tithing.
帮助我们有智慧来用这些奉献来扩展你的圣工。
Give us wisdom to spend wisely to expand your kingdom.
求你赐福给每一个忠心奉献的管家。
So please bless all the faithful servants and steward.
因为乐意奉献的是天父你所喜悦的。
So you love a happy giver.
你会将各样的恩惠。多多的加给我们。
So you will give us more than we give.
使我们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。
So we'll be abundant and do the righteous good things for you.
当我们聆听你的话语的时候，求主你的灵与我们同在。
When we listen to your word, may your spirit lead us, guide us.
叫你的真理能种在我们每一个人的心里。
So that your truth will be in our heart.
帮助我们去行出真理，来信靠你。
And also to practice and depend on you.
得着从你而来的福气。
To receive blessing from you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 南城县和华人基金会弟兄姐妹们，你们好。线上的弟兄姐妹们，你们好。
Brother and sister, peace be with you.Also, brother and sister online.
谢谢教会的邀请，也谢谢维静还有 James 弟兄他们跟我来联系。
Thanks for your invitation and communication for this service.
让我今天有机会来跟大家来分享神的话语。
So that I can share God's words with you.
与此同时也谢谢 James 弟兄帮忙翻译。
So, yes, I'm translating. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
在你们这里讲道、分享信息，我觉得十分的亲切。
So I feel pretty at home today.
为什么呢？因为我以前在湾区 San Jose 的教会、服事的教会，也属于美国美南浸信会。
Because once I pastor a church in San Jose, also belongs to Southern Baptist Convention.
是圣何西华人浸信会。
It's a Chinese Baptist Church in San Jose.
我在那边跟师母服侍了22年。
So I served there for 22 years with my wife.
好，现在让我们来看一张的 PowerPoint.
So let's see the PowerPoint.
请问你们看到什么呢？
So what did you see?
讲对了。
So it's a periodic table.
这个是这个化学元素周期表。
With many chemical elements.
对， 这个是一个化学原子周这个周期表。在神呼召我做牧师之前，我是一位化学家。
So I'm a chemist before God called me to full-time service.
我专长是搞这个高分子化学 macromolecular science.
So I specialize macromolecular science.
在 IBM 电脑公司做了23年。
So 我在国际机械公司 worked for 23 years.
那你可想而知啊，我跟这些化学的元素啊，这个建立的感情何等的深厚。
So I have deep relationships with all the chemical elements.
我认识这些化学元素比认识师母更久。
I know those chemical elements longer than I know my wife.
但是呢，我跟师母的感情比跟这些的 element 好。
But my love for my wife, of course, better than those chemical elements.
对了，今天我打的这个领带是有点的特别。
So I wear a special tie today.
刚才 James。我们第一次见面，他马上发觉，哎，不一样。
I notice it's so distinct.
不是一条这个普通的tie，这个领带。
So it's a very special tie.
是一条的科学领带。
So it's a scientific tie.
领带的设计都是用那些化学元素 chemical elements.
So it's designed by all the chemical elements.
这个是我第二个女儿 Melody 送给我的。
So it's a gift from my second daughter Melody.
从化学101的课程，我们学习到化学元素放在一起会产生非常复杂的那个化学的作用。
From Chemical 101, we know chemical elements come together will produce complex chemical reaction.
形成不同的那些化学物质，那些的 chemical materials.
Some for some complex chemical material.
有不同的那些化合物，那些 chemical compounds,
and for many compounds,
有一些化学元素聚在一起，产生一些不好的那些的化学反应。
Some chemical elements that come together will produce untoward reactions,
形成坏，从我们角度来看，坏的结果。
So with bad results,
产生对人类有害的、有毒的。
So harmful to human being, even toxic.
譬如这个硫化氢，这个 hydrogen sulfide.
So it's a hydrogen sulfide.
H2S.
So the chemical is H2S.
硫化氢这个是所谓那个急性这个剧毒的物质 ，an acutely toxic substance.
So this is very toxic, harmful.
它具有这个臭鸡蛋的味道。
So similar like a rotten egg.
吸入少量这个高浓度这些的硫化氢，可以在短时间之内可以致命。
It's lethal if you inhale high concentration, die within a short period of time.
低浓度的这个硫化氢对眼睛、对我们的呼吸系统中的那个中枢神经都有影响。
Low concentration will irritate our eye and central nervous system and breathing.
这个硫化氢最近呢，这两个星期在南加特别的这个所谓臭名昭著。
So several weeks ago, there's an incident happened here in Southern California.
这个所谓真的臭名昭著，特别对于那个 Carson 那个城市里面的居民来讲。
So it's bad for the citizen in the city of Carson.
另一方面从另外一方面有一些化学元素这个聚在一起可以形成好的结果，对人类一般是好的。
Some chemical elements come together will form a good reaction for human beings.
譬如这个氯化钠，这个 NaCl 是什么？
So what is sodium chloride?
对，这个是 sodium chloride， 这个食盐这个 table salt。
So it's a salt.
又比如这个 H2O 水。
So what about water?
水对于人来讲是绝对重要的。
So it's essential for human life.
我们不能够没有水。
Can't live without water.
美国国家气象局这个 National Weather Service 在上星期才宣布 La Nina 已经这个形成。
So next week, Weather Bureau announced La Nina already coming.
加州今年的冬季，这个 winter 可能连续的缺水。
So there'll be a drought again during the winter.
求神怜悯我们加州。
May God have mercy for California.
我们也需要好好的为加州缺水来祷告。
We need to pray for the drought in California.
其实，教会有一点像这个化学元素周期表。
So church sometimes is like a periodic table.
元素周期表里面有不同的化学元素。
There are different chemical elements in periodic table.
而教会里面有不同人的元素。
And we have different human elements in the church.
同样，在教会里面，人的元素放在一起会产生非常复杂的群体。
Human element coming together will form very complex groups.
造成不同的反应。
And causing different reaction.
有些人的元素，他们之间带着所谓 bad chemistry, 坏化学。
Some people just don't have good harmony, good reaction together.
意思说彼此之间合不来，常常都有纠纷，产生坏的化学。
Bad juju, disharmony.
被这个罪恶所胜过，以致教会是神的名这个蒙羞。
So forming bad reaction and put shame to the name of the church and God.
那什么是坏化学？什么是 bad chemistry 呢？
What kind of bad chemical reaction?
让我们看以弗所书第四章三十一节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4 verses 31.
好，我们一起先用中文读，请。
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。Now English together, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
坏化学 bad chemistry 就是苦毒，这个恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒。
So bad chemistry is about bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander.
在这里，使徒保罗给我们列出不应该做的一些的事情，这就是我们所说的坏化学。
So this is the bad chemistry from Apostle Paul teaching us not to do.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这一切坏化学都当从我们中间除掉。
Dear brother and sister, we should get rid of these bad chemistry.
但是有些人的元素彼此之间带着好化学 good chemistry.
Sometimes between human elements, we can form good chemistry.
意思说彼此之间合得来。
So we get along.
有融洽。
So in harmony.
在主里面互相吸引，产生好的结果。
Attract each other to form a good reaction, good results.
并将这个荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
So that we can give glory to the Heavenly Father.
那么什么是好化学呢？
So what is good chemistry?
我们看这个以弗所书下一节第四章三十二节。
So next verse is 32.
我们先中文一起来读出，请。
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。English together, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
在上一节，保罗说出不应该做的事情，在这里三十二节，保罗列出我们应该做的事情。
So last verse not to do, and this verse is to do.
所以这就是我所说的好化学。
This is about good chemistry.
好化学就是以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了我们，饶恕了你们一样。
So this is good chemistry. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
在教会里面，我们需要好化学，彼此配搭，来产生好结果，方能去完成神给教会的意向。
So in church, we'll do the same to have good chemistry, complement each other, serve together, so that we can give glory to the Lord.
同时我们去完成神给我们的意向，把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
Also finish the vision that God provides for us so that we can give glory to Heavenly Father.
那请问你们知道你们教会南城县环境信会的意向吗？
Do you know there's a vision for our church?
我在预备今天的讲章的时候，在你们的网站看到你们教会的这个意向宣言，把它放在 PowerPoint 上面。
So when I prepare for preaching, I went to a website and put the vision of our church into the PowerPoint.
就让我们一起读出，我们先用中文读出，然后用英语来读，请。
我们南城城建华人浸信会以基督为中心的新约教会，从敬拜、宣教、门训及侍奉，在圣经的真理里，由圣灵引导，完成基督的大使命。We CCBC SOC exists as Christ-centered New Covenant Church through worship, mission, discipleship, and ministry, obeying the truths in the Bible, led by Holy Spirit for Jesus' Great Commission.
感谢神，这是个很好的意向宣言。
This is a wonderful mission and declaration.
求神帮助你们去完成他给你们的使命。
So may God help us to finish God's mission for us.
要完成你们的使命，除了刚才我提到在教会里面我们需要有好化学之外，
Not only we need good chemistry in the church.
也就是刚才说除了这个以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕之外，
Be kind, compassionate, and forgive each other.
我们需要在基督里面合而为一，去完成神给教会的使命。
In addition, we need to have unity in Christ to finish the mission that God asks us.
有一次我在我教会罗省华人布道会有机会跟一位年长的弟兄聊天。
One time in my church in Los Angeles, I chat with a senior brother.
他是我们教会长者那个团契的主席。
So he's the chairman of elder.
是一位很忠心、很有智慧的弟兄。
So faithful, full of wisdom.
谈话的当中，他跟我分享说
，He shared during our conversation.
在教会里面服事，我们需要合一不管一个人多能干、多棒。如果没有合一，我们所做的都是枉然的。
So to serve in the church, we need to have unity. Ability doesn't matter. If we have ability without unity, everything will be in vain.
我认同这位弟兄所说的。
I acknowledge, agreed.
是的，如果教会没有合一，我们所做的就没有太大的意义，又或者是没有意义。
So without unity, then what we do is meaningless or very little.
也很难去荣耀我们在天上的父。
And it's very difficult to glorify our Father in heaven.
让我们探讨今天的经文，以弗所书第四章第一到第三节。
So let's study Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 3.
从中我们学习，若要教会合一，信徒在基督里必须合而为一。
So as a believer, how we can have unity in Christ?
我们也把这个第四章一到三节先用中文，我们一起念，请。
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心， as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
若要教会合一，首先教会的每一份子，每一个人，也就是你跟我自己，必须先与基督合一。
So to achieve true unity, you yourself must first be one with Christ.
今天有些基督徒，他们的生命没有成长，是有原因的。Some
Christians, there's no spiritual growth. There's a reason.
就好像他们的家有一个房间叫客房。Just
like they have a guest room.
用来招待来访的那些亲戚朋友或者是传道人。For
visitor or visiting preacher.
有些访客待一天两天。Some
stay for day or two.
有些待好几天甚至超过一个月更长的时间。Some
several days or even months.
无论怎么样，但无论主人多么的慷慨，多么的热情，客人仍然只是做客，客人而已。Despite
the hospitality, visitor will always be visitor.
不是家中的一份子，So
they're not a family member.
更不是那一家的主人。And
they're not the host or master.
主耶稣基督在许多基督徒的生命中，生命中也是这样。他们耶稣在他们的心里只是做客人而已。For
many Christians, Christ is only a visitor.
但是当一个人信主之后，主耶稣基督就应该自然地活在那个信主的人里面。For
a true believer, Jesus should live in the heart.
也成为那个人的主人。
To become master.
正如加拉太书第二章二十节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。So
as Galatians, I've been crucified with Christ, and I longer live, but Christ lives in me.
但很不幸的是， 主耶稣基督常常被许多基督徒当作客人，而不是一家之主。Unfortunately,
many Christians treat Jesus as visitor, not a master.
主耶稣被限制在客房里面来活动。So
Jesus was limited in the guest room.
而从来没有被邀请到其他的房间去。Never
invited into other rooms of the house.
换句话说，这个人的生命和基督的生命仍然是分开的，不是合一的。So
there's no unity in the Christian life, but separate life.
基督还没有在他的生命中做主。So
Christ is not the master in their life.
所以他那个人的生命没有成长。Therefore,
no spiritual growth.
连他自己也没有得救的确据。
Even not sure about their own salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brother and sister,
若要教会有合一, 身为教会的一份子, 你自己必须先与, 基督合一。
So to be a true Christian, you first to be one with Christ.
让主耶稣掌管你的生命。
Let him in charge of your life.
在你的生命做主。
Be a master of your life.
凡他所说的，凡他所命令的，
What he said, what he commanded.
凡他透过圣灵, 给我们看到的意象, 我们必须遵行。
His vision through the Holy Spirit, we must follow.
我们看, 以弗所书第, 刚才念的, 第四章, 第一跟第二节。
So chapter 4, Ephesians, verses 1 and 2.
这里说, 我为主被仇的劝你们。 既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
以弗所书是使徒保罗在主后61年在罗马，当他坐牢的时候，为了牧养教会而写的书信之一。
So this is one of the epistles Paul wrote in a prison in Rome and 61 AC.
今天的经文中，保罗在这个监狱里面听到以弗所的教会不同心。
So he heard the disharmony in the Ephesus church.
于是呢，在第一节特别的这个讲到，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
是说我们的所行要与我们的所事相配。
So we need to practice what we know.
才不知这个违背神呼召我们的原意。
Otherwise, we will neglect the calling from God.
跟着 在这个第二节，保罗劝勉他们在行事为人上，要凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
He encouraged Ephesian church to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
而这里所讲的谦虚、温柔、忍耐，都是加拉太书第五章所说的圣灵的果子。
So it's quite similar in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of Holy Spirit.
也就是每一个重生得救的信徒应该结出的果子。
So reborn Christians should bear these fruits.
圣灵所结的果子是什么呢？
So what's the fruit of Spirit?
我们看看圣灵所结的果子，就是我们一起读进。圣灵
所结
的
果
子
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。 But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵在我们生命的心田中种下圣灵的果子。
So the Holy Spirit planted the fruit of Spirit in our heart.
有圣灵的能力使它发芽生长。
So the power of Spirit made them grow.
到了时候就必然的 结出圣灵的果子。
So that we can bear fruit.
然后用爱心互相宽容，意思说人与人之间的关系中我们难免有冲突，还有这个摩擦，所以我们必须用爱心来互相宽容。
So we need to bear each other with love because there will be conflicts among people.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
从第一跟第二节我们学习到，我们既然蒙召信主，我们的生命自然有改变，除非你没有真正的信主。
So since we're called, there should be change in our life.Otherwise, you are not truly a believer.
不然的话，有圣灵居住在我们里面，圣灵会改变了我们的思想，我们的行事为人，让我们的生命得到转化。
With Holy Spirit dwelling in us, that will change our thinking, our behavior.
弟兄姐妹们，既然信主，就不要爱世界。
Love the Lord.Don't love the world.
既然重生得救，就有生命改变跟见证。
Reborn, we need to be a witness for a changed life.
既然受了上帝的恩典，就不要辜负神的恩典。
So we should not waste the grace from God.
既然成了属灵的人，我们就要有属灵的表现。
So we should be a spiritual person with spiritual behavior.
既然跟随主，我们就要一生与神同行，与神同步，走在他的心意当中。
So be children of God, we should be one with the Lord, walk with God.
在我的灵修生活中，我很喜欢看Oswald Chambers 他那个每一天灵修书 My Utmost for His Highest 竭诚为主。
So during my daily devotional, I like the utmost for the Lord.
在上星期二的灵修题目是与神同步 Getting into God's stride.
So last Tuesday, the title was Getting in Stride with the Lord.
Oswald Chambers, 他说与神与神步伐一致是不容易的。
Stride with the Lord is very difficult.
因为一开始与神同行就会发现我们才走了三步才走了三步他已经还在老远了。
So in the beginning, we just have three steps and God already gone a long way.
神有他做事的方法我们必须学习而且接受这个操练以他的方法做事。
So God has his own way, so we need to receive his discipline to model after him.
属灵真理是在平常生活环境下来学习的。
Spiritual truth can be learned from daily lives.
而不是靠这个头脑的这个推理。
Not just intellect thinking.
神的灵改变我们看事物的态度。
The Holy Spirit will change our perspective.
从前觉得不可能的事也变得可能。
So what were impossible becoming possible?
与神同行就是与神联合 oneness with him.
So strive with God is walk with him to be one with him.
要做的这个需要很长的时间。
It takes a long time.
但是我们必须要坚持下去。
But we need to persist.
不要因为现在的痛苦而放弃。
Don't give up because the current pain.
不久你就会发现你会得着新的意向跟目标。
In no time, you will discover new vision and new purpose.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brother and sister,
愿意你有一颗渴慕与基督合一的心。
May you have a heart thirst after God to be one with him.
与主同行活出圣灵果子的生命见证。
Walk with God and live out the fruit of Spirit in your life.
若要教会合一，第二点，我们必须竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So secondly, we need to how to achieve the church unity. We need to keep the unity of the Spirit.
我们今天的这个。经文的最后的一节第三节
So verses 3 Ephesians chapter 4
我们也一起读请
Let's read together
用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
Make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace
用和平彼此联络联络是维持已经有的关系
SoKeep the unity because we already have the relationship we need to cultivate and maintain.
众信徒相处的时候难免有不同的意见难免有误会。
So we all have different opinion, there may be some misunderstanding.
但是我们总要以和平和平的这个绳索把众人这个捆在一起这个绑在一起。
So we need to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。这里保罗说合而为一的心是圣灵所赐的。
Because the unity is from the Holy Spirit.
意思说合而为一的心不是人不是你不是我造出来的。
On human, it's impossible.
不是我们创造出来的
So we cannot make those peace
不是在我们友谊中产生的
Not just about friendship
也不是在我们团契生活中
Not just about fellowship
也不是在我们的手组中
And not about small group.
也不是在我们查经的时候所那个所培养出来的。
Not about Bible study.
合而为一的心乃是出于上帝的灵。
Because that's the unity of the Spirit from God.
使我们在圣灵里面合一。
So that we can keep the unity of the Spirit.
所以保罗要我们竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。是要提醒我们的责任。
So that's our responsibility to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit.
而不是要我们去创造合而为一的心。
Not just to create a unity.
的确，信徒在主里面合而为一，乃是基督荣耀的见证。
So unity among Christians is the witness of Christianity.
当世人看到我们基督徒都能在主里面彼此的相爱合而为一的时候，主的名就因为我们得着荣耀。
So it would be an envy for the world to see the treasure of unity, and we can give glory to the Lord.
并且也会有更多的人被吸引到主面前来。
And attract more people to the Lord.
而且神愿意的话，他们会相信耶稣基督为上帝差来的救主。
For God's willing, they will accept Jesus as Savior.
与此同时，一个合一的教会也成为其他基督徒的榜样，还有鼓励。
So the unity in church will be a model to other Christians and encouragement.
在35年前，在Silicon Valley, 西谷的San Jose.
So 35 years ago in Silicon Valley, San Jose.
有一对夫妇，做丈夫的，他刚从那个在Cleveland, Ohio, 念完研究院。然后回到San Jose去工作。
So there's a husband just finished a graduate degree, returned to San Jose to work.
他们在那个时候不单找房子，也同时找一个教会。
They're looking for house and church.
结果他们被一个美南浸信会的教会吸引了。
So they were attracted to a Southern Baptist church.
原因是因为他们看到那些招待的弟兄姐妹们热情的接待，
because the usher was so welcoming，
感受到这个教会的弟兄姐妹们，他们热心关怀与帮助，
they felt the love, care, and help from the brothers and sisters，
以及看到弟兄姐妹们彼此的相亲相爱，
and the love for each other，
那种的主里面合一的精神，感动了这对夫妇。
And this unity in the Lord touched them.
后来他们就很快加入这个教会，而且很快就投入这个服事。
So they joined the church and shortly started serving.
后来那个做丈夫的放弃了他的职业去读神学。
And the husband decided to go to seminary.
毕业之后然后留在教会全时间了服事。
After graduation, he starts serving full-time in the church.
后来神也很奇妙的带领他们来到南加，在罗省华人布道会牧会。
So miraculous, God led them to Los Angeles to be the pastor of Truth Evangelical Church.
这对夫妇在这个有美好的服事教会的经历，都是透过神，透过那间的美南浸信会的教会。
So their wonderful experience in serving all started from the Southern Baptist Church in San Jose.
那个美南浸信会的弟兄姐妹们在主里合一。
So the unity in the Lord.
因着教会的合一，把这对夫妇吸引到那个教会，加入那个教会。
Attract this couple to join.
在教会服事，然后被造就。
To serve, to be called.
然后神呼召他们全时间来服侍主。
Eventually serving full time for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们也认识那一对的夫妇。
Dear brother and sister, you know them.
因为他们就是我跟师母。
So that's me and my wife.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
教会中信徒合一是美好的见证。
So the unity among Christians in the church is a wonderful witness.
可以令那些还没有信主的人羡慕，而也看到神的福音的宝贝。
So it is the envy of non-believer for the treasure of the gospel.
所以我们要竭力保守教会的合一。
So we should strive for the unity of the church.
这是我们的责任。
So this is our responsibility.
我们要付出的付代价来爱惜基督的身体。
So we need to pay the price to cherish the body of Christ.
来爱惜他的教会，彰显神的荣耀。
So cherish the church to manifest God's glory.
中国的文化非常注重团结。
Chinese culture stress unity.
西方文化也是一样。
Likewise for Western culture.
因此呢，有许多中文还有英文的成语都跟这个团结有关。
So many idioms in Chinese and English are similar for unity.
让我给你们两个例子，一个来自中文的成语，另外一个是英文的成语。
So let's give you an example both in English and Mandarin.
好，首先中文的成语，团结就是力量。然后英文的成语 ，In unity there is strength.
So there's a unity, there's strength.
这两个成语的意思意思基本上是一样的。
The meaning is pretty similar.
虽然东方跟西方文化有许多不同
，There are many differences between East and West.
但在这个团结就是力量上都是一样的。
But in unity, there are strengths that's across the board.
东方跟西方的文化看重团结。
Both East and West stressed unity.
信主的人更需要团结。
Believers especially needs unity.
更需要合一。
To be one.
因为这是圣经的教导。
So this is a teaching from God.
虽然南城县华安浸信会里面你们有不同的文化背景的弟兄姐妹们。
So brother and sister all have different cultural background.
在你们的侍奉上有不同的看法。
So may have different opinion on how to serve.
但盼望你们在主里里面能够竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So may everybody strive for the spirit of peace through the bond of peace.
一同忠心来服侍我们的主。
Faithfully to serve the Lord.
忠心来服侍教会。
To serve the church.
正如你们的意向宣言所说。
So as the vision for our church.
南城县华人浸信会是以基督为中心的新约教会。
So it's a new covenant church centered on Christ.
从敬拜。
From worship.
宣教。
Evangelism.
门训及侍奉。
Discipleship and ministry.
在圣经的真理里。
So in the truth of Bible.
由圣灵引导。
Guided by Holy Spirit.
完成基督的大使命。
To achieve the great commission from the Lord.
以致上帝的名被高举。
So the God's name will be exalted.
他的名得着所有的荣耀。
May glory be all to him.
在这个时候让我们唱一首的回应诗。
So let's all respond in a hymn.
爱使我们合一。
So love will make us
the bond of love. 都请敬拜小组带我们唱。让我们一起站起来。Let all stand, yes.
主的爱使我们合一。